beings of light, you're extraordinary. Please, please, please know that. Please, please receive that. You've got magic occurring. They're saying in your veins, like the more you can feel that magical property, the more that you can feel that you literally drop down from heaven consciousness to serve humanity, you'll be willing to start again and again and again, because the energies here are ripe for the picking. In other words, eclipse energy, I mean, it just could not be better if we tried. And so we're the ones learning how to stay in constant union. We're the ones learning how to agree with the light. We're the ones forgiving, pardoning, realizing everyone working out of the ego is going to be terribly lost, including ourselves. And everyone is invited to the homecoming, to the new establishment, as they will agree with the light. So receive, receive, receive. I guess there was a little finishing of that transmission that they were just, now it feels complete. Oh, thank goodness. Now we can go on. So this is the point. It was like my logical mind, and this is a teaching and this is important. My logical mind, it's like looking at the time, looking at the people in group, got to get going, got a show to run. But Source was like, no, this is vital. This is important. They think they want their linear answers, but what they want is this energy, because this is the power. This is the power that's going to drive them. So I feel like I was a perfect example of what's occurring all through our days, where our linear mind has a certain objective, and you witnessed it. It's like, okay, you know, got to stay on time here. But Source has a whole different priority. And so this is what we're learning to do. It's sort of like, oh, I was a prototype. We're learning to self-adjust. We're learning to prioritize Source at last, knowing it's the most important thing we're doing in our 24-hour cycle.